Good morning. This morning's passage comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer, Mark chapter 8, verses 34 and 35. It reads, Jesus called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. Today we're questioned on the image of the cross. Many times we think of the cross as a place of suffering, a place of burden. If that's the case, then why do many Christians wear a cross around their neck? For Christians, the cross is actually a sign of hope. It's the gateway into eternal life, is a place where suffering becomes God's glory. I invite you to reflect with me today on that image of the cross in your life. What places does that cross lead us? What sufferings is that cross calling us to raise in glory? What moments of despair is that cross causing and calling us to raise in a sense of hope? Our closing prayer today may be found on page 219 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect for the Fifth Sunday in Lent. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or to log on to my blog, Inner Altar, to receive each reflection in your inbox. May God bless you and keep you. Amen.